Good morning. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I got bangs. It's still me. Don't worry. It's still me. I just got bangs. I know I'm so excited. So excited. Welcome. Come on in. Everybody, hop on in. So excited to see everybody. Thank you. I know I'm so excited about my bangs. I know. I'm very excited. I had asked my hairdresser for it twice, and she told me no. Then this time she did, she said yes. There's that. All right, let's get going. I'm so excited to be here today, y'all. We are still going through how to eat tasty foods you love without losing control or whatever. I just keep calling it tastes so good. That's not the real name of it. It's not the real name of it. But if you do want to find it, it is on our website, nobswomen.com, under courses this month and no BS. And there is the course. And it's very, very good. So, and I'm gonna ask y'all a question. I know Jenny said I'm calling it that too. I know, me too. I'm like, I can't ever remember the name of the damn thing. Anyway, I'm gonna do a couple of announcements, but just like give me a thumbs up or a heart or whatnot if you do like me going through my notes on what Corinne talked about, because I don't want to waste your time. Okay. I'll keep doing it then. Because I got 2 pages of notes today. Because today was good. Today was good. Few announcements though. Number one, I will tell you, I'm doing on Saturday private coaching. Is private coaching right for you, call? I don't know if you visited the private coaching page lately. We are actually not on a wait list. One of our coaches now, after today, is on a wait list. But anyway, there's a place on there that you can sign up to come on a call with me for like 15 minutes. We can talk about if private coaching is right for you. And I have time on my calendar for those. So if you are interested in private coaching, this is your sign to go do it, because I added some time to my calendar because we had some openings, and I scheduled this call, and now the calls are filling up the calendar, the coaching. So make sure you know, if you're thinking about it, do that. Also, you know, I did the START program with a group of 100 ladies at the beginning of the year. The START program is what we focused on in January and February. I am going to be taking another group through that START program again. So, I'm going to run it again. I had so many people in that group that wanted to redo it. And then I had so many of y'all that just didn't get into that first round. It sold out very quickly. So, I am going to be running it again. You're going to get more information in your newsletter this week. However, email sales start next Tuesday, and the class is going to run from March 30th through May 22nd, I think is the end of it. So 8 weeks, you'll get a call with me every single week for an hour, and you'll have a Facebook group and some different things. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. So we'll be going through the START program. So, we're going through it. I'm very excited about that. So there's that. Those are my two big announcements. All right. The START program, I think it's $497, Estelle, but you'll get all the information for the 8 weeks. All right. How to eat food you love without losing control. Or it tastes so damn good, which is what I've been calling it. So this week we worked on lesson three and four. And lesson three is about restriction. And I'm going to briefly talk about these three types of restriction. I love this so much because the first one we all know, physical restriction, that is where you eat light all day. You know, you eat light. You don't really, you know, maybe you take just a bar for lunch because you're so busy, or you save up calories for later, or you cut out whole food groups like I did whenever I did Atkins every time, and I cut out carbs. When you restrict like that, your body goes looking for the fastest way to get energy, which is the foods that you love. Because we've been told for so long, we've got to starve. We got to be starving to death before we deserve to eat, or you got to save up because you don't know what's coming later. We're not doing that anymore in no BS. But when you know what your patterns are, you know, because we learned last week, not being able to stop has nothing to do with willpower. It has to do with the patterns that you've learned. So whenever we underfeed ourselves, when we're not well-fed women, when the evening comes and we're starving to death, your brain is like, I need food, I need energy, I need it now. And it goes for what it likes. And so it heads for those tasty foods that you have such a hard time stopping with. The second one is mental restriction. This is the one I think I did the most of, like now listening to her talk about it. It is like when you want to eat a piece of cake, in your mind, it's going to taste amazing. It's going to give you all the feels. It's going to be so great. Like you're going to enjoy it. It's going to be amazing. And then you go get the cake. And then you're like, this is just going to screw up your diet. You ain't never going to lose weight doing this. This is crazy. You know what? You usually have a hard time stopping. I hope you can stop this time. I'll work this off later. Maybe I'll go for a walk later and work this off. When you sit down to eat it, your brain has an expectation that it is going to be a joyful event, eating event. It might taste amazing, but your brain is not getting the experience it expected. It is getting in your mouth the experience it expected, but mentally, it is not. All you're doing is giving yourself a beat down, questioning all of your decisions. So your brain is still looking for the experience it thought it was going to have. So it keeps eating to get that experience because it's like, this was supposed to be amazing. I was supposed to enjoy this. I mean, I'm enjoying the taste, but it's a shitty experience. So your brain is like, I mean, it's supposed to feel good. We'll just keep eating until it feels better. And the whole time you've got the beat down running in the back of your mind. That's the one I always did. And I still do it sometimes. Like I think I still do it now. Now that I think about it, I'm gonna have to really watch that one. And then last is the emotional restriction. And I'm gonna tell y'all, all of y'all do this. 99.9% of this membership does this. I'm gonna say it because I email with y'all. I know y'all. I coach y'all. I work with y'all. I know y'all. You do not let yourself feel tired. You do not let yourself feel angry. You do not let yourself feel any type of way. You've got a thought that you're not allowed to feel that way. You shouldn't feel that way. You should be getting more done. You do not let people help you because that's weakness. You don't want to put off on anybody else. When you need help, when anybody else needs help, there you are. But when you need help, you don't want to say nothing. You're ashamed that you even need help. You don't let yourself, like every feeling you have, it's wrong. You shouldn't feel this way. You should be able to power through. You should be like all the shoulds come up about the way that you feel. And so all you're left with is guilt and shame that you even feel the feelings that you feel. And then what happens? You pile shame and guilt, and then you feel so much shame and guilt, and it feels so shitty that you reach to the one thing you know that's going to help you change your feelings right fast. And that is those tasty foods that you love to eat. When all we really need to do is allow ourselves to feel how we feel. And I do this all the time in emails. Like people will write in and they're like, I think I'm angry and I think I'm this. And I'm like, you should feel that way. You should feel tired. Like give yourself permission to feel that way. Because you're supposed to be, when you've been go, go, go all day long, you're supposed to be tired. When somebody does you dirty, sometimes you're supposed to be angry. It's okay. All right. So she said this at the end, and I wrote it down word for word because I think it is that good. So I'm going to read it. You can't out-discipline an underfed body. You can't white knuckle your way through mental guilt. You can't fix emotional pressure with extra food rules. This is the very end of the video. I mean, yeah, Lisa, ain't that the truth? I'm gonna say it one more time. You can't out-discipline an underfed body. That's powerful right there. You can't white knuckle your way through mental guilt. And you can't fix emotional pressure with extra food rules. Girl, preach it, Corinne. That's what I'm telling y'all. Preach it. Now, lesson four is probably one of my favorite lessons. Lesson four, tired you. Why tired you always wins with food. I love this so much. You are going to be tired every day. But one thing she did say, where does tired you show up? She's very predictable. It's either going to be on a Friday night after you've worked all week. It could be after the end of a long shift. It could be on days that your like kids have activities, whatnot, like whenever it shows up, it's predictable. We know when. She needs you to help her out. She needs your help planning for how you're going to do whatever it is you're going to do when you're tired. You're wired to stop doing hard things and shift to something easier so you can preserve your brain function. Like it is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to stop doing hard shit when we're tired because our body is trying to preserve energy. Our brains are trying to deserve energy. So where does tired you show up? And you cannot rely on your logic when your logical brain takes a hike. So all of our hopes and dreams and aspirations and weight loss goals live right up here. She calls it the mullet brain. And then back here in the back is where all your habits live. And when you're performing a habit that's been repeated over and over again, it doesn't take as much energy. So you've got to plan how much. How much you gonna, what bowl you gonna use when tired you's around? Where are you gonna sit? You gonna sit in the eating chair? You gonna sit at the table? Where are you gonna sit? Help her out. Plan for her. She needs a little help. She wants to be on autopilot. She does not want to make another decision. So you've got to make those decisions for her. Tired you is predictable. And then it was so good what she said. Your brain wants to go for what's familiar. So when you start planning these things and allowing tired you to have a different plan, you're creating a new familiar. So the more you do it, the more that's going to be your go-to, which I thought was so good. And then tired you always wins because it's the way we're wired. We're wired for tired you to need that break. So there's in the companion guide of the course, there is worksheets for both of those things. Okay. So go check that out. Start making a plan for tired you because she needs your help. She needs your help. You know what? That always gets me out of, that's one of my quickest ways to get out of procrastination because there is a version of me. I do this like if I've got like dishes, if I see a few dishes in the sink. And I'm like, I'm not, you know, because I do work at home. So if I go fill up my water and there's a couple dishes in the sink, I'm like, I'll just do it later. I'll just do it later. But I'm like, you got a minute right now. Do you think 5 o'clock you's gonna want to do that? Are you just putting it on your own to-do list? So if you don't want to do it now when you got energy, you damn sure ain't gonna want to do it when you're tired after work. Yeah, it's not like the dish fairy's gonna show up when I'm tired. So Anne said, tired me does not want to cook. I want whatever fast food is close by. That is so perfect. So now what you're gonna do is make a plan for that version of you. Now, maybe you still do want to do fast food, but maybe you put a sticky note in your car of what you're gonna order. Maybe you go to Chick-fil-A and you're going to get the grilled chicken instead of the fried chicken. Maybe you're going to get a salad instead of whatever it is, right? Or maybe for tired you, like if you know today you're cooking supper and then you're going to be tired tomorrow, you got a busy day, maybe you make extra so that when tired you shows up, you can say, listen, I already took care of you. You don't need to stop at McDonald's today. I got your back. I thought about you. I planned for you. I'm taking really good care of you. So, I mean, I think that's the best. I mean, you know, that's, you just see when she shows up. I just adjusted my plan for today to grab a rotisserie chicken or get Chipotle kids meal. I do love Chipotle. All right. I need to see. I don't even think we got food in here now. What are great options for constipation? I'm not really sure. This can cause weight to stall if you're having issues with this. Can this? Yeah, it can. If you've got a full colon and you get on the scale, it will show up. It will show up. So I mean, you can take a gentle laxative, you can take a water, whatnot. You talk to your doctor, and just see. Andrea, I just asked this in the Facebook group, but what are your thoughts and tips here? What should I do when I've reached my limit in life and with people and just make the choice to eat when not hungry and well past enough? I make the choice to ignore the tools I've learned here and not even try. This is not helping me with weight loss. So you are going to have to work on this thought that you've reached your limit in life and with people. Because the truth is, that's not true. You're telling yourself that, but you're going to people. You're going to people. You've reached your limit with people. You're here with me now. They're going to keep coming. So we've got to work on the story that you have about what is going on in your life and how you speak about it. Because right now you're probably talking about it like it's super hard and you're just telling like I've reached my limit, but you haven't because you're going to see people all day long. It is come, Mary, the announcement in the newsletter is this week. We're going to put it in the newsletter this week. I'm just gave you a little sneak peek. So that's where we have to, we're not going to work on the food, Andrea. We've got to work on the story you're telling about your life. Because that's the only way. And that's a great thing to take to ask coaches. It's great. You can just copy and paste this question right here and to ask coaches, and they can help you work through like whatever's going on. Rachel Bell says, two-part question. Number one, how do I move from knowledge to action? Well, and then I'm gonna bring them together because I've, kind of I'm reading and doing. The more I try to do this, the more I want to eat. It's like I'm afraid of hunger. Okay. Yet I often eat even when I'm not hungry. For years, I compensated for this by eating pretty healthy, but that does not work anymore. Okay. Now, in the No BS Weight Loss course, in module 3, maybe, there's a whole lesson on fear of hunger. Okay. So if you really do have a fear of hunger, we have got some tips and tricks in there for you to try. Talks about where it comes from. A lot of times it comes from old diets. Well, it can come from a couple places. If you had like food insecurity as a young child, if you just didn't have food in the house, you can have a fear of hunger from that. But a lot for a lot of us, it comes from having to be starving before we could eat. Those fasting, where you were like literally hunger meant starving, and you don't want to feel that way. And so it comes down to being, we talk a lot about being a well-fed woman. So starting to identify those first thoughts about hunger and feeding yourself. For a lot of people, it is even, I used to have, I've had clients in the past that I've just told them, leave a snack in your car. Always have food available to kind of calm yourself down. Because when you're like, oh, what if I get hungry later? It's okay. You got food. You got food with you. Everything is fine. Nothing has gone wrong here. You've got your snack. You just hang on. You're fine. If you get hungry, you always have something. Reminding yourself, I'm only a convenience store away from food. Like there is food all around. I will be able to stop no matter where I am. I'll be, and so like bringing down your nervous system a little bit about, how it's going to be okay. And then the other thing too is like a lot of times I used to tell people like, can I just, I know I'm not hungry right now. Can I just drink some water and wait 10 minutes and see how I feel? If I'm still hungry, I'll eat. So just starting to turn the temperature down on that fear of being hungry, giving yourself the reassurance that you need. So I hope that was helpful. If not, I mean, you can always go, if you want more, you can go to Ask Coaches as well. Nicole says, I'm struggling. I'm realizing I've done lots of work on dealing with stress and eating. However, this era of life is different. stress with my son's new diagnosis of Crohn's disease, but the extended family stuff is gone. I'm like waiting for the other shoe to drop, really trying to figure this out. Not sure why I'm telling you all this, just processing. I mean, girl, that's what it takes sometimes, you know? And that might be really good too. I know I'm saying ask coaches a lot, but taking all this to ask coaches, because what happens is, you're really having a back and forth. And I saw somebody in a survey that we did, and they were like, it takes 2 days to get your ask coaches back. It does not. We empty them out every day. So make sure you're going over there. So we've got to figure out like stress with your son's new diagnosis. The stress is coming from whatever you're thinking about the diagnosis. This is going to be terrible. He's not going to be able to live a normal life. He's not going to be able to eat what he wants. It's unfair. Like we've got to dig into those thoughts about that. Because here's the thing, Nicole, I don't know you at all. I'm just telling you. I bet you're a good mama. I bet you're going to research it because your son has it. I bet you're going to be there for him no matter what. I bet you're going to offer any support that he needs. And I bet you're going to be able to help him navigate this and figure it out. I bet that. And when you have that story, it turns the stress down on it. Oh, you're a nurse practitioner. Shit fire. You're a nurse practitioner. I mean, if anybody, like, what a great thought. I am so glad I'm his mama. I'm the best person to help him with this. He's so lucky he's got me. Not as stressful. Not nearly as stressful. Right? We got to look at that story. Carissa, I know this sounds stupid. It does not. I can promise you it does not. I haven't even read it yet, and I promise it doesn't. But I don't understand how you find your patterns. Oh, good. I don't have a steady schedule. Every day is different and I have teenagers. So I get a lot of last minute plans change. How do I find out what tired me does or emotionally tired me? Can you explain how you find your habits and what we may be missing? Yes. So maybe you notice that every time your teenager comes in last minute and they're like, well, I need to go to Walmart and get my thing. You run straight there because you've had a busy day. It's the end of the day and you're tired. That's one of your patterns. Maybe one of your patterns is whenever you get like on Friday night, when your kids, you got teenagers, they always will better offer you and go do something with their friends. When they're all out of the house, that's when you finally let your hair down, basically, and tired you, like it's trying to catch up and you go find the food. So there will still be patterns. Maybe it's when you've got a lot of evening activities and you're tired after all day. Like then you're wanting to grab the food. So it does not matter if your schedule is not the same every day. It's not the same every day. It doesn't have to be the same every day. But look at the different days of the week and like just situational. Like I notice every time my son comes in and is like, I don't want what we have for dinner. Are you making that again? I don't want to eat that. And then you just say, hell with it. And then because you're tired and you just run out and go get something. Like you're just looking for those patterns when you say, like, just, screw it or to hell with it or whatnot. And then they may not show up every day. Probably most of us. Unless you're lovely and retired, which one day I want to be retired, all of our days are different. All of our days are different. Diane said, my husband and I are visiting friends in California. We've been having a great time, except my friend says things about being bad or this is so fattening or we need to take a long hike tomorrow to burn all these calories. It's taken all the joy out of it and replacing it with guilt. She is a very active, normal sized woman. I realize she's on her own path, but she's hyped up these great margaritas leading up to dinner last night. And then we get them and she says, this is so fattening. No joy. We got to decide what we're going to think about. That's pitiful, Diane. She ain't going to steal my joy because I'm just going to tell you, that's awful to feel that way. Aren't you glad you don't have to feel that way? That you know it's not about what the food is, it's about doable hunger, it's about working on your emotional. Like she's got so much emotional restriction. That must be terrible. Like she is a prime example of what we were just talking about, mental restriction. You think it's going to be one way, and then the whole time you're like beating yourself up. The whole time. That must be terrible to live in that brain. Aren't you glad you know better? Like, that's what you tell yourself. Like, I'm so glad every time she's saying something like that, let it trigger you. Thank God I don't think that way. It must be terrible. I bet she doesn't enjoy anything. She might be normal size, but she's probably not enjoying anything. Like, when you think about it that way, all it does is give compassion for her, and you get to keep your joy. I mean, that's a great way to flip it around, because that does sound like a miserable existence. I would hate that. I started a Master of Public Administration program in January. Okay, then. In addition to working full time and having two kids in high school, I'm trying to break the habit of winding down after dinner by playing games on my phone and do some schoolwork so I don't have to cram it all in the last minute the day of the work is due. I'm finding myself still in the old habit and continue cramming on Sundays, which I don't love feeling rushed before my week starts. Advice, yes. So tired you does not want to do hardship when she's tired. So I want you to look at your calendar and see, maybe it is that you get up an hour early and do your homework then. Like, when is, because tired you, we just talked about, is not going to choose hard things. She's trying to conserve energy and do all that other stuff. So you've got to look at your schedule, and maybe it's a Saturday afternoon when you're not working that you're doing it. Whatever that is, look at your calendar and lo love on that tired version of you. Let's see. Amber says, I started GLP-1 mid-September 2025 and I'm down 21 pounds. That's amazing. My brain is throwing up all the issues with a 21-pound weight loss and don't want to feel crummy about it when I'm worried I should be down more. What are some helpful thoughts about the weight that I've lost so far that I can shut that bitchy voice off? Why? But the question is, Amber, why should you be down more? Should you even be down more? It's a healthy way to lose weight. I bet you ate food you loved. I bet that at the beginning it was, just that starter dose, right? And now you're up to a more like a higher dose probably. You probably enjoyed every bit of it. I bet you might not have had a ton of side effects. That's another way, great way to think about it. It's sustainable. You're probably working on your emotional eating at the same time. All those thoughts are available to you. All of them. I'm doing it my way, my pace. The whole thing, whether you're on a GLP-1 or you're not, you're going to lose weight at your own pace. Your body is going to do what your body does, which is lovely. It takes exquisite care of us. It always does. So you're losing your weight, Amber. My weight, my way. That's what it is. Jane said, not really a question, but just wanted to say thank you for your advice on planning 8 good foods when I was away on holiday. I came back just 2 pounds heavier than before I went, and that's all gone now. Oh my gosh, I love that. It really helped knowing I could have the foods, drinks without guilt. And most of the days, I actually settled for less than 8 choices. Yay! That's what I always found too. So she was going on vacation on a holiday. And I said, my holiday protocol, my vacation protocol is I decide how many good foods I'll have a day. And the rest are better and best. And so that's always my plan. So she planned 8, that includes drinks and everything. So you should go through the day and you're like, but I always would save them. So I'd be at breakfast, I'd be like, I don't know what's coming later. So maybe I'll just have some like I wouldn't choose any good foods at like breakfast because I'm like, I don't know what lunch is gonna bring. And then a lot of times I'd get to the end of the day and didn't even have my good foods that I had planned. But I love that that worked. Kanae, I find myself wanting desserts more often. Even though I spent the month of February working on only 3 sweets a week, how do I add dessert into my life in a balanced way? First, you want to decide what do you want your relationship with desserts to be? How many days, like at the end of the day, like we get our crystal ball and we look into the future, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, your goal weight. You're living your dream life, your goal weight, you've been happily maintaining. What is your relationship with sweets? What does it look like? What do you want it to be at the end of the day? And then we start working towards that. You start working towards it now. So you won't just get there, but we look at that. You look at where you are right now and where you're going to go. And then you say, okay, what is one tiny change that I can make based on where I am now? You got to be honest about where you are now, right? Because you're saying you wanted desserts more, but th that doesn't matter. You can want them and then have a conversation and make a different choice, but maybe you're wanting them and giving in. Maybe that's what you're talking about. But wanting them isn't a problem. You know, I mean, you're gonna have urges always. But you just look at the two things. End of the day, I want dessert to not be as obsessive. I feel I can be very black and white. Now that I'm no longer doing 3 times a week, I'm wanting them daily. Okay, so what do you, so do you want to be a person who has something small every day? You got to decide that. Maybe you are a person who has 1 or 2 squares of dark chocolate at the end of every day. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, why do you keep telling yourself, like, what does dessert, first of all, what does dessert mean to you? Because that a full on whatever, does that dessert align with your goals? Because we plan for all different reasons. Remember, we talked about this, like, you know, like you have a reason, you have like a weight loss goal that you plan for. You're planning for the tired version of you. You're planning based on your schedule. You're planning based on your goals. You're planning based on what sounds good to eat. So sometimes you're going to choose. Yeah, so that's true. Dessert to me means ice cream, Snickers bar. Daily for weight loss doesn't really align with my goals, right? So maybe you're like, I know I want that, but I also want a goal of weight loss. And so today I'm gonna plan, I wanna plan for the version of me that still wants a dessert, but also wants to plan for weight loss. What does that look like? Maybe today is a dark square of dark chocolate to just give you a little something sweet. But you want to plan for the also plan for the version of you that wants weight loss. I know we're gonna, I think next week is loving food boundaries. You're gonna love that one, Kanae. That's you're gonna love that one. You see, get through some of these questions because I get lost. I get lost over here. Yet you could eat a mini one. Yeah, that's exactly right. Sandy, I'm having a freak out. Oh gosh, I'm having a colonoscopy on Friday. So today is my last day to eat until Friday after. So in my head, I'm running through all the goodies I want to eat this evening. I'm struggling with keeping my thoughts on this is not my last supper, right? This is just a bump in the road. Well, it's not a bump in the road, right? It's a scheduled thing. You're taking care of your health. This is how you care for yourself. It is a gift to get a colonoscopy. I keep putting it off, but you might inspire me, Sandy. I need to get it done. Suggestions keep my head from exploding with all the arguments I'm having with myself. Okay. Maybe you do want something special tonight. There's nothing wrong with that. Like maybe you're like, you know what? I'm not going to eat for 2 days. I want wings tonight. Give yourself, because you're planning. Remember, we're planning for a lot of things. We're not just planning for one thing. So I am not going to eat tomorrow. And so, you know what? Tonight, I am going to plan something I love. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Maybe you don't need all the things. Can I just be happy with this one thing? I keep thinking that this is the last supper. My brain keeps telling me that. I know it's not true. It's just 24 hours. It's just one day. But today I do want to have something a little bit special. There's nothing wrong with that. So let me know what you come up with, Sandy. Oh, Donna says, Donna, just email me support@pnptribe.com. We'll figure it out together, you and I. Not a problem. She's just struggling right now and I need your help. And that is all your email needs to say, Donna. And I will help you. So you can just hit reply to any email we've ever sent you. Click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page. Just put attention MJ. I'm right here, Donna. I got you, boo. You don't worry about that. Dawn, I recently had a thought about my future self. I'm a woman who takes such exquisite care of myself that my weight loss takes care of itself. I know most of my overeats are when I'm above home base or below home base. I'm working on pause plus permission. Yes. And trying to learn from when I do eat and try to calm myself. Yes. I'm maintaining a 10-pound regain after a 70-pound loss. I guess I'm looking for encouragement, reassurance that even if this way takes me longer, it will get me to the weight that will allow me to reach my goals. Badass endurance athlete at 55. Any and all suggestions welcome. Yeah, I'm gonna just tell you, go do the regain course. First, number one, I think that's the best course for anybody that's ever even if you had a regain in the past, like it will help you forgive yourself for the regain. I love that course, number one. Number two, like we're talking so much about being a well-fed woman and taking exquisite care of myself. Like, make the list of what that is. Like, what does exquisite care look like? Start really working on your list of when you take exquisite care of yourself. I bet exquisite care means you eat when you're hungry and you stop it enough. Exquisite care means pause plus permission. Sometimes you do choose to eat, and that's okay. Like, what does that look like? And then when you look at your list, you're going to be able to see that exquisite care probably does equal weight loss. And if you lose your weight taking exquisite care of yourself, that's how you get sustainable weight loss, not by being a jack wagon, right? Taking exquisite care of yourself is such a gift. So I love that. Carrie, I'm in within 5 pounds of my maintenance goal range. Oh gosh. But I know I've gotten here by being very strict with what I eat. I feel like I've done it wrong. No. And now feeling very panicked about how we'll maintain. I don't want to live my life being this restrictive. Okay. It's starting to make me feel paralyzed and how to move forward from here. Okay, Carrie, you're not going to add everything back at once, right? Like, what is one thing you're like, you know what? I kind of cut that out. Like, we're going to start with one thing at a time. Because a lot of times you're like, I've been restrictive. So now you swing the pendulum the other way. And this does happen. I'll tell you, I did this too whenever I lost my weight, and then I had a 10-pound regain, and then I had to lose again, whatever. But here's what I want you to do. What is one thing that you literally are like, I shouldn't have cut that out because I ain't live my life without it. Then just add that back in. See how it does. Not every day, but sporadically. Just start gently adding those things back in. You do not have to swing the pendulum so far the other direction. Don't give yourself whiplash. And it's so good that you're realizing that. You know, it's so good that you realize that, like, I don't want to live my life this way. I want to be able to add these things in. But it could be that you like add one thing in every month. You don't have to add it all back because we always think it's like we have this all or nothing. Like, I'm going to add it all back in and then I'm going to gain all this weight. No, you could like one day a week or one day every 2 weeks, add in something that maybe you didn't have. Like you haven't been allowing yourself to have. It doesn't have to be whiplash fast. Mary, I'm going to Indy to visit my sister with a longtime friend who is on GLP-1. We have dieted together since we were 15. Oh, don't you love a good dieting, buddy? Oh, I love it. In September, she started, GLP-1 and is stuck on restriction and how she can't eat this or I'm not hungry. I've been in OBS for 3 years, but truthfully started first with the head work and food in September of 25. How do I not let her choices send me down a path of frustration or being overly hungry? I look, you know what? Believe it or not, I got friends on the GLP-1 and we go out to eat on Saturdays lots of times. Well, we go out Friday night dinner and then sometimes on Saturday we just see where the day takes us. And we just get in the car and we go to boutiques, and then we go have lunch and whatnot. And I have a couple friends on a GLP-1. And so here's what we do. We still go. And they sit there and they don't eat. Because I'm hungry. My other friends are hungry. I'm not gonna punish myself and not be a well-fed woman because they've made a different dieting decision than me. And it's totally fine that they did. I don't mind. And I have one friend, Sheila. She drives a lot. A lot of times she'll drive. She's on GLP-1. And so she'll say, well, I'm not hungry. And I'm like, well, girl, I am, but I need to eat. Unless you want me to be hangry coming up. And she just laughs and then we go. But you've got to advocate for yourself. You have to advocate for what is best for you. We're learning in no BS to take exquisite care of ourselves, just like Dawn said. We're learning to be well-fed women. Probably, since you're not on GLP-1, you know what your pattern is. If you restrict all day long because your friend is on a GLP-1, you're probably going to overeat at night. And you want to show up as the best version of you. And so you're going to have to advocate for yourself. Maybe if you don't want to have to speak up and say, like a lot of times when I go with Sheila, like, because sometimes we'll go, I'll put like a Chomps something in my purse or a bar or something so that I can eat on the go. If she just doesn't want to stop, like that's totally fine too. So I can take care of myself. She can take care of herself in the way that she needs. But again, she's doing restriction. Like, here's the thing. You said you started out with the mind work and whatnot. Here's the thing. You can see where her mind work is not going to get, like, she's talking about it in such a terrible way. It's got to feel terrible to talk about. Well, I wish I could have that. I can't, you know, I'm on the GLP. Like, you can talk about it like it's amazing I have this tool. This is the best thing ever. It's really turned down my food noise. It's made overeating a lot easier, not overeating a lot easier for me. And you can talk about it in that way, or you can talk about it in a punitive, restrictive way. I want to live my life where, like, I look at the good that has come. Like, where I look at it in like a way that everything that I do for me is a gift, not a punishment. If you're, you know, if you've decided to be on a GLP-1 and you're losing weight, hey, shit, enjoy it. If you've decided to join No BS and you're losing weight and you're enjoying what you're doing, enjoy it. Whatever you do, enjoy it. Don't talk about it in a terrible way. Like when you leave food behind, like you can look at that plate like, well, now I'm at enough. This sucks. I wish I could finish, but I can't. Or you could say, God, I'm listening to my body. I am eating in the way that the good Lord intended me to eat. I am finally figuring out that I do not have to keep eating just because the food is there. I've been wanting to do this for years. I am so glad I'm figuring it out. Both ways are true. So we've got to start talking about things in a way. And then people that don't, it's sad. It's so sad. But take care of you, advocate for you. Amber. Let's see. Amber said, I set a goal to walk 10 minutes one time a week. I love Get Fit with Rick on YouTube. I'm trying to add in 10 more minute segments, but dang, I have all the excuses not to just do it. So go through your excuses. You've got to have that back and forth conversation. You got to have that back and forth conversation. What are you saying to yourself? Tell that, flip the coin, say the other side of it. And then, so are you trying to do like, here's what, so if you're trying to do like 15 minutes one time, maybe 20 minutes one time a week or 2 10 minutes. So what you could do is say, I'll do today. I'm going to do 12 minutes. I ain't never heard of Rick. I need to look. I'm going to write that down. Get fit with Rick. There's a guy in my town. His name is Troy and his company is Get Fit with Troy. Get Fit with Rick. I'm going to write down with Rick. I'm going to look him up. Is he cute? Oh, he's fun. I'm aiming for 3 times a week, but just to pick the easiest day. Like, look at it, and then it's an agreement. You can pinky promise yourself, I'm gonna hear all my excuses. I'm at least gonna turn Rick on and listen to him today. Even if I choose not to walk, I'm gonna play him for 10 minutes. My husband doesn't like how much fun I have with Rick. Well, my God. I'm gonna have to look him up. And cute. He's in Dubai and it's beautiful. Oh my God. Well, shit, fire. I gotta look at that. Get fit with Rick. Okay. I might have to have a little date with Rick. Where has he been? Everybody knows him but me. Jeez. Everybody knows him but me. But anyway, so today I'm gonna put him on. Even if I don't walk, I'm gonna put on my shoes. I'm gonna put on my whatever it is. Is he like Leslie Sansone, like walk away the pounds, or does he do like an actual workout? His music is a blast. I don't know him either, Mary. We're gonna have to look him up. Kathy, me and you and Mary, we're gonna have to get enlightened. Oh, Jody said, how do I get restarted? You do the START program. Email me too, Jody. Email me. They say it's on YouTube. Susie, get fit. I guess you can just look on YouTube. Get, oh, Amber's gonna put the link. She had the link at the ready. her and Rick. He's cute. Oh, he is. Okay, Luann says he's a cutie. Yeah, Judy, email me. How do you get restarted? Make sure you do that. 'Cause I'm in email all day today. I'm in emails all day today. Okay, who else got a question? We got 15 minutes. I went through these today. I went through these today. I will tell you, I'll talk a little bit about while I wait on more questions to come in. So today was a milestone for me. I took my 100th Pilates class. Now, that sounds amazing, right? I'm sure it does. 100 Pilates classes. I'm very excited about myself. But here's the other side of that story. I've been in Pilates for a year and a half. That is 365 days plus half of another year. And I just now got to 100 classes. Why? Well, I had two shoulder surgeries. Can't do Pilates when you had shoulder surgery. I had bursitis in both knees one time. It was my mama, vacations and whatnot. But I'm doing it when I can. That's exactly right. And I was thinking about y'all today whenever I was getting ready to go for my 100th class. And it is so true about consistency versus perfection. Like, I could have thought, well, since I can't go every day, or I have to, take this time off, whatnot, it's not worth going. It's never going to amount to anything. It's not going to be good enough. That was available to me. But what I did say was, I do love it. I'm going to get back at it when I can. Yes, consistency over perfection. And y'all, you start out in a, if you don't know about Pilates, you start out in a level one class. And then when you get a little bit better, stronger, you move up to a 1.5, and then you move up to a 2. That my place don't have a 2.5 yet, but you can keep going on up, I reckon. I don't know. But I finally just moved to a 2.0 class. And I only been to 100 classes, and I've been doing it for 18 months, and I do have to modify some stuff because my shoulder's still at 100%. But I'm just going to tell y'all, when you keep showing up for yourself time after time after time, even if it's not perfect, even if it doesn't look like you think it should, even if everything in your brain is telling you it's not good enough, if you continue to show up and take those baby steps, it's going to pay off. Just like I'm in a 2.0 class, which is crazy. I think I even have it. Yeah, look, this is my vision board from last year, 2025, said a level two Pilates class, and I just now got there. But I've been doing it consistently. So I just want, like, when you think, you overeat or you, whatever it is, the key to weight loss is next best decision. Next best decision. You have got to decide. It is always there. It's never too late to put down the fork. It is never too late to walk away from something. It is never too late to be in the middle of eating and say, you know what? That's enough. That's enough. I'm okay. I'm good. I may be overeating, but I'm still going to leave some bites on the table. I'm still leaving some bites behind. It is never too late to make a decision that gets you one step closer to who you're trying to be. Mary said, I lost 12 pounds since January, but in February, I only lost 3 pounds instead of my goal of 5. I'm stuck on not hitting my goal. I had a few rough days in February. Should I change up my food plan? No, I would just keep on going. Yeah, I would just keep going because you lost 12 in, well, you lost 9 in January. February was a little bit slower month, but overall, 12 pounds in 2 months is 6 pounds a month. That's more, look at me mathing. That's more than a pound a week over time. So go ahead, carry on. And then see, but also, when I say carry on, you don't change up your food plans, but what you want to do is identify any areas where you know you're overeating, and then you can work on those. Any place where you're kind of grab ass and food, like let's figure out what that is, and we'll figure it out from there. But like, you always want to be looking for any of the habits you've got, maybe that you can level up a little bit, or any overeats that you continue to notice that we can help you work on and ask coaches. Kanae said, "Is it true once you hit 25 pounds down, weight loss can stall? I have been messing around with the same 2 pounds." I mean, you can hit a stall anytime. You can hit a stall at any time. But here's what it is, Kanae. It is not a stall if you are still overeating. If there are any overeats, any time that you're not getting your, you're not hitting your at least 90% on doable hunger, then it's not a stall. It's overeating that is creating the scale not moving. So you got to get real clear about what it is. A stall is, or a plateau, a stall or a plateau typically lasts for around 6 weeks, and it does not make a lick of damn sense. Not a lick of sense. I mean, you would swear, you would bet your house on you are doing doable hunger. And yes, these bites, licks, and tastes are getting me, I think. It makes some sense. Yes. So it's not a stall. It's something you need to clean up. Yep. Carissa, one of my patterns I found is that I overeat when out with my husband because he doesn't talk. And so I feel like there's a void. We just don't seem to have much to talk about anymore unless drama is going on. We have a good relationship in a lot of ways. I just wish we talked and laughed more. So eating more and drinking more seems to add fun. How do I work on these thoughts because he isn't changing and probably won't ever fill that void in me? I'm always looking for ways to get more conversation. I was just going to suggest you do what me and my husband do. We just don't go to dinner together. There's that. Unless we're with our friends. We even take friends out for our anniversary. We don't even ever go out by ourselves. But you know what? That might not be a plan for you. We just don't. We don't have a lot to talk about. So there's a couple things you can do. They sell these little cards that are like conversation starters that you can just like bring up and then start asking questions if you want to. But when he's not talking, what you can do is you work on the thought that there is a void, right? We got to work on that thought. This is how we communicate. This is how our relationship is, and that's okay. Everybody's relationship looks different. We just don't have a very chatty conversational relationship. I would love to, but we just don't have that right now. Then you can try to do some things to increase the conversation. But for now, we got to work on the thoughts about this is normal. This is just how we function. This is how we relate to one another. Because right now, it sounds like, y'all are just on different pages. The other thing is too, I mean, in all joking aside, what's her name? Brooke Castillo. She did this podcast long years ago, talked about a want match. I loved it so much. So you have different wants in your life, and it just really did. Because my husband and I have a wonky relationship. No, it's not wonky. It is what it is. But like, he doesn't fill the conversational void that I have. He's not very like emotionally in tune. I mean, he's Iranian. You know what I mean? Like he's like, whatever. So, but my best friends, Brenda and Sheila, they feel that I have a want for that type of relationship, like an emotionally close conversational relationship. I really have a want for that. And I don't get that from my husband. I fill up that want with my girlfriends because they're able to fill that gap for me. Okay. And then Darlene said, "I talk to myself and we laugh together." Yeah, I always know what I said and what I mean. I talk to myself too. But that's exactly like you have to look at like where else in your life does that cup get filled? And then make sure that you're not talking about it like something is missing. That's just how your relationship is. Yeah, quiet means distance in my head, I think. That's what we have to work on, that story. He might be quiet, that's just how he is, but he really does enjoy my company. He's so comfortable. He can just sit here in silence. That's pretty amazing. So it's just looking at how you're describing that void, because it's never the void, right? It's the thoughts we have. You know, we talked about it in Start, don't believe everything you think. Quiet means distance. That's what you think. Don't believe it. It might not be true. It just might not be true. Oh, you and your husband, Laura, said, my hubby and I use the cards. Yes. Quiet equals judgment. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you like, I have want, I have fill up my want bucket from other places. I mean, that's just how it is. Any other questions? We got 5 minutes. So don't forget, check your work. If you want private client coaching, you better get to it, because it's gonna be full. It's gonna be full. But of course we'll want a wait list. And then Start. I'm gonna rerun Start information in your newsletter on Sunday about Start. And Start will start March 30th. I'm gonna run another group of ladies through. And it runs through, I think, May 22nd, but everything will be in the newsletter and the sales page and stuff will be up. So make sure you check that out if you want to. And I guess I'll see y'all later. I guess I'll see y'all later. How many women will be going through Start with me? 125. You'll get all the information in your newsletter. And then we'll get emails and stuff, but it's gonna go on sale on Tuesday. Tuesday. Oh, Carissa said, I think that's the biggest problem. I have lost some girlfriends lately and I don't get that filled now. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like you probably used to get that filled up somewhere else, and now it's like that person is gone. And I know when Brenda's gonna be out of town this weekend with her husband. And so my husband will know I talk a lot whenever she's gone. And then he just looks at me like I'm crazy. Oh gosh. All righty. Well, I will talk to y'all later. Have a good rest of your day. Go do amazing things. Oh, could I explain Start? Yes, I will explain Start. So Start is a program we did in January and February, and it literally breaks the basics down into smaller steps. And it's an 8-week program. Anybody can go through it. It's on the website, okay, under courses. It's available to you. It is included in your membership. You have everything you need and Start. But what I did was I took a group of ladies through Start in January and February. We met together every week for 8 weeks, and you know, they created some accountability and a Facebook group and whatnot. But you know, any Start is not like you can go through it. Like even if you're not doing it with me, you can go through it anytime. And as a matter of fact, that is what we were gonna ask people to do. Like, if you've been here for a long time and you want to restart, right? You know, like restart, whatever. We're not gonna send you back to the No BS weight loss course. We're gonna send you to Start. That is gonna be what fills that gap for us. So if you are somebody, if you're listening to this recording and you're like, oh, I don't want to do Start with MJ, but I'm, you know, I need a restart. You know, I was doing really well, and then I kind of fell off, and now I need a reboot. Start is where we're going to send you. It's a great program. It's a great program. You'll get all the information in your newsletter on Sunday, Karen. It goes on sale Tuesday. So, a small group, you know, it's not that many, you know, it's a smaller, intimate group. So, it's going to be good, but it is always available to you. And if you don't do it with me, if you don't either choose not to do it with me or you don't get in with me, remember, there are a lot of courses on the website. The coaches have been through all of them at least once, maybe more than that. So if you do go to this website and you're like, I want to do Start, or I want to do relationships, or I want to do, you know, whatever it is, whatever courses we've got over there, urges, whatever it is, you go over there and you going through it and you've got questions, you've got to ask coaches. You've got the Facebook group. Like you, it doesn't matter if you're going through what we're working on for the month, or you've just decided to go in a different direction and work on something else. You've always got us to help you, to answer questions for you. We're always here. So there's that. You'll get all the information. There's 5 different class times. So that will be available to you. It's $4.97. So you'll get all the information on Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day, and I will see y'all later. Bye, everybody.